Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Congratulations. Did that feel like a big win for you today?
Yes, definitely. Because probably she wanted the revenge of last year. So, how the match went on, like leading in the first, then totally losing it, playing totally wrong. And then still coming back on court and finding a way to win it more easily than the first set. Than how the first set went. So it was something really special. And all the time when I step on these courts here, mentioned already earlier in this tournament, there's something, I think, special happening. So I feel really privileged to be able to play on these courts.
You seem to have a very good rapport with the crowd. I mean, how important is it for you as a player to feel the backing of a crowd? How much inspiration do you get from that?
It was kind of insane for me, like hearing my name many times and pretty loudly in the crowd. I felt really touched and honored. As a tennis player, I mean, you dream of playing on big courts, but in my country, obviously, don't have any Grand Slams. We could have, because one is winning everything, and now the second one decided to win a lot of Grand Slams as well. So I mentioned the Roger and Stan. So we could organize a Grand Slam, right? it's special, because you know that there's never going to be such a big tennis event in your own country. And at one of the Grand Slams, one of the four Grand Slams, you hear your name like so loud. I mean, it's something insane. I would have never imagined that in my whole life. And this is as well a pretty good reminder for myself that sometimes, even if it's tough, you have injuries or other problems that every tennis player can have. You work hard for these moments. You're privileged to be able to play on these courts. It's an honor, and it's an honor to have so many people cheering like for me I had today. So I don't know why or how this bond was made, but it felt really special today. And I know it's not going to be the same the next match.
You just you basically gave the perfect bridge to the question that I had coming. Looking forward to your quarterfinals, your third quarterfinals here in a row. It's going to be a slightly different atmosphere, maybe also a loud one, but probably supporting your opponent. How do you prepare for that sort of match, and what do you expect from the match? Because she's also riding on a wave of confidence, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great challenge. This quarterfinal will be probably very challenging for both of us. I know how many wins she had this year. She's one of the best players at the moment at the race as well, like Venus. So I'm like kind of playing the best players at the race right now. But it's great. I mean, it's the same. That's why we're working so hard to be able to play these matches. And I know that the crowd will not be with me, and it's okay. I mean, I will play for sure for myself, for my whole team as well. I know that sometimes even how do you say like a look in the eye of my coach is kind of enough for me as a booster. So because he, I mean, he gives me a lot of confidence, and so, well, we're gonna see. I mean, it's gonna be an interesting one, and maybe so many Swiss people bought the tickets. I mean, Stan is doing amazing at the French, me my third time in a row in a quarter, so maybe it's gonna be a lot of Swiss flags, but you never know. But anyway, it's gonna be a fun one. I hope so.
Sort of an odd question, but you, I know you speak a lot of languages, and Mladenovic has talked a lot about how many languages she speaks, and she's been cheering on herself in Italian, which sort of confused Irani a couple rounds ago. But how do you decide how to speak on court with these options available to you?
How I do speak, or yeah.
I mean, what do you what language? You have so many languages at your disposal.
Well. If I'm like pumping myself up, I'm doing it in my mother language and in French, so Hungarian and French, because I live in the French part of Switzerland. So when I was playing in Martina at the Olympics, I was probably saying some Swiss German words, but because we were like kind of mixing up everything, because we're as well language talents, both of us. But I mean, when I played Mladenovic already in February in Switzerland, she was more talking in Italian than in French. So, I mean, it's her pick, the language that she wants to cheer herself on. But she's allowed to pick any of the language she knows. And if she wants to cheer herself up in Hungarian, I mean, do it. I mean, what's happening on the other side is happening on the other side. I'm focusing more on my side, and well, I'm focusing on my game more than what am I going to say if I win a point. So, yeah.
Timea, how does it feel to be? How does it feel to be on Chatrier against the seven-time Grand Slam champion and watch as she fails to reach drop shot after drop shot after drop shot from you? It must.
I did not do so many drop shots. Come on. I mean, in three sets. I mean, maybe I did like 10. It's not much.
I mean, the final game though, there were like 3 in a row to end or something.
Okay. It was inspiration. I did not count. Last year it was kind of different because the conditions were like way heavier than this year, so I had to cope with that too today, because I was remembering how I played her last year, and I played her completely in a different way than I play today. So, and it kind of was working pretty well, how I was playing today at the beginning, until I got like disturbed about my ball toss, and I got a warning which I did not understand why. We can discuss about that if you guys want. I know that she's giving a lot of opposition, and just like she's going for her shots, and just have to try to get her away from her rhythm. And I tried as much as I could in the first, then I did not succeed of winning it because she raised her level as well. But I was pushing myself and then her too for a longer match. And I know that physically I'm well prepared. So, and I feel especially great on clay. So I was really focusing more on that and like telling myself, okay, the match is long, make her work. And winning against Venus is amazing. I mean, she's, as I said in my prior press conference, she's a big inspiration for not only myself, but probably all of the tennis players, because she's just so classy on and off the court. And and yeah, I mean, like, I can only say nice things about her. I mean, really, and I really mean it. So that's why it's all the time special if I get the chance to win against her.
Thank you very much. We will continue in French now.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.